Over 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered across China. China is aiming to inoculate at least 70% of its target population by the end of this year. Iran's top nuclear negotiator says the talks on reviving the 2015 nuclear pact are closer to a deal, but further discussions are still needed. Abbas Araghchi spoke to state TV from Vienna after negotiators for Iran and six world powers adjourned talks to consult with their capitals.
We are closer to a deal than any time in the past, but it doesn't mean that we are there. The remaining job is still difficult and needs lots of, you know, efforts and, you know, further talks. So we decided to cut negotiations here, go back home, not only for consultations, but this time for decision-making.
Parties to the nuclear pact wrapped up their talks after more than a week of negotiations in the latest round. Iran's sole nuclear power plant in the southern port city of Bushehr has reportedly undergone a temporary emergency shutdown. State TV reported that the stoppage began on Saturday and was to last for 3 to 4 days. It's the first time Iran reported an emergency shutdown of the plant since it went online in 2011 with help from Russia. Iran's expected to send spent rods from the reactor back to Russia as a nuclear non-proliferation measure. The plant's fueled by uranium produced in Russia and is monitored by the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency. In March, nuclear officials said the plant could stop working since Iran cannot procure parts and equipment for it from Russia due to banking sanctions imposed by the United States in 2018. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai says the United States failed to fight extremism and bring stability after 20 years in the war-torn country. Karzai says extremism is at its highest point and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster, but still insists that the U.S. should leave the country.
No, they should go. I think we'll be better off without their military presence. I think we should defend our own country and look after our own life.
He was speaking in an interview just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan. The former president says the Afghan people are united behind the desire for peace and need to take responsibility for their future. The U.S. National Security Advisor says Washington's preparing additional sanctions against Russia over the alleged poisoning of Alexei Navalny. Jake Sullivan made the remarks during an interview with CNN. The U.S. and Russian presidents discussed the case of the Kremlin critic last week in Geneva, but without reaching any agreement. Washington's accused Moscow of poisoning Navalny with a nerve agent in August of last year, which Russia has repeatedly denied. In March, the Biden administration announced multiple sanctions and restrictions against Russian individuals and entities over the case. Tokyo 2020 organizers have unveiled the Olympic Village 1 month ahead of the opening of the postponed games. Organizers presented the apartments in a Timberlake shopping plaza. The 11,000 athletes will stay in the apartments during the games. Tokyo 2020 president Seiko Hashimoto praised the village.
I have stayed in athletes' villages 11 times, 7 times as an athlete and 4 times as a team leader. But without a doubt, the athletes' village for these Tokyo Games is the best for me.
Athletes, coaches, and officials will begin to check in starting from July 13th. Athletes will be required to wear masks in the village, even if they're vaccinated, and will be reminded constantly about social distancing, washing hands, and ventilating room areas. The 24th Shanghai International Film Festival unveiled the winners of this year's Golden Goblet Awards during its closing ceremony. Chinese film Manchurian Tiger was awarded the Golden Goblet Award for Best Feature Film, while the Jury Grand Prix went to Malaysian film Barbarian Invasion.